If you have your Bibles this morning, turn to Mark chapter 6. Mark chapter 6. Usually of late, as the Lord's helped me to grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus, my favorite preaching that I like to do, I guess, is textual. Just try to take a text and stay with the text, maybe in a chapter or a few verses. Some people, they preach expositional, which line upon line, precept upon precept. I don't mind to teach that way, but I find it hard to preach that way. But today it is going to be going back to kind of like the early days of my ministry for a topical message. And the message is going to be entitled, Finding Rest. Finding Rest. And we'll be in several places in the Word of God as we look at that topic today. And I don't believe there's a right and a wrong way. If it's coming out of the Word of God, then God knows we need it. Amen. And like I said, I'm going to be preaching to me whether I preach to anybody else today or not. Mark chapter 6 and verse 31, if you'll stand with me, I think I'll read two verses, verse 30 and verse 31 of Mark chapter number 6, and we'll get right in the Word of God. And the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told him all things, both that what they had done and what they had taught. And he said unto them, Come ye yourselves apart into a desert place, and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. How many understands that in this world we live in today, there are many coming and going, and not too many people today think about rest and the importance of rest as it's given to us in the Word of God. I'd like to emphasize this today, if I could, for just a little while. Brother Don, if you would, pray for us this morning, brother, please. Thank you. Amen. Yes, our Lord. Amen. Thank you, Brother Don, and you may be seated. Appreciate so much each one of you being here with us today. Appreciate Brother Housewright visiting with us today as well. And I think there'll be folks that were maybe here last Sunday that'll be back sometime to visit with us. And we're looking forward to those services as well. Jesus is talking to his disciples. There's a lot going on during the ministry of Jesus. He is going from place to place. He's preaching the word. He's healing, he's helping, he's actually raised some people from the dead, and the disciples are in on this, and they're kind of thankful that and telling Jesus what they'd been involved in and what they'd taught, and no doubt were busy. I do think that we, as I preached on Wednesday night, I do think that Jesus gave us a good example and that we ought to be about our Father's business. But I believe today that what God wants to emphasize is that part of that business is rest. It's rest. And I believe God will help us today if we'll look to Him. And I want to give you just three thoughts in the message today. First of all, there is a rest that is needed. Secondly, there's a rest that is offered. And thirdly, there is a rest that is waiting. Amen. For the people of God. And I want to emphasize those three things and share with you what God has put in our heart. The form of the word rest, rested, R-E-S-T-E-D, is first mentioned in the book of Genesis. The Word of God said, we're talking about now a rest that's needed. Jesus said, come ye apart, come ye yourselves apart in a desert place and rest a while. One old preacher said it like this. He said, if you don't come apart, you'll come apart. And I believe with all of my heart that sometimes the stress that we're living in this world, beloved, can pull us apart. I remember years ago, I was just reading on a can, and I've gotten some message in some pretty odd places. One time I was standing in a funeral home reading a plaque that was on the wall. I don't remember what that message was, but I got a message off of a can, an aerosol can. And what it said was this, contents under pressure. Amen. Anybody felt any pressure lately? Amen. Can I tell you something about the people of God? The longer we live in this world, the more pressure we're going to feel. Amen. And I believe with all of my heart, Jesus knows what they need when he said, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. For there are many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. The first time the word rest in its form, rested, is mentioned is in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 2. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all of his work which he had made. And then in chapter 2 and verse 3, and God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. I'll say this to you this morning. Many of you here are seniors, and you can remember a day. I can remember this, even though I was just a child at the time. My grandfather was serious about resting on the Lord's Day. Beloved, we're not... The Sabbath day is Saturday. That's the seventh day. We meet together on Sunday, the Lord's Day, in celebration of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. So don't get that confused. But I can remember when ladies didn't even cook on Sunday. They cooked on Saturday. Some of you are nodding your head so you can remember. I can remember my grandfather. It was fine to sit on the porch. It was fine to lay in the yard. It was fine to lay under the shade tree or swing on the swing on the porch. But I tell you what, you couldn't even throw a football in the yard. You couldn't even throw a softball in the yard. Now, I'm not being mean this morning, but did you ever notice, beloved, listen to me. Years ago, they started the leagues on Wednesday night. Can I tell you something? They've got them going on Sunday mornings now. Say amen. Listen, this world's not going to have any respect for the things of God in the house of God. Amen. And Jesus knows that the pressure is going to be turned up in these days. And so he sets an example for us. God blessed the seventh day and he sanctified it, because that in it he rested from all his work which God created and made. Now, God didn't rest because he was tired. God rested to set us an example. And there needs to be a day. You know, for the pastor, Sunday's not the day of rest. Amen. Because he only works one day a week, and that's on Sunday. Amen. Y'all are laughing. Amen. My grandson, I got to see him yesterday. He's 14 now. He used to be short and chunky. Now he's tall and skinny. Amen. And I appreciate my grandchildren. I really do. But he's the one that said, I want to be a preacher when I grow up. His mommy said, why? He said, because that way I only have to work one day a week. Amen. He didn't even give me the benefit of a half a day on Wednesday. I'm telling you what's the truth. Amen. I appreciate my grandchildren. One man challenged another to an all-day wood chopping contest. The challenger worked very hard, stopping only for a brief lunch break. The other man had a leisurely lunch and took several breaks during the day. And at the end of the day, the challenger was surprised and annoyed to find that the other fellow had chopped substantially more wood than he had. I don't get it, he said. Every time I checked, you were taking a rest, yet you chopped more wood than I did. He said, but you didn't notice, said the winning woodsman, that I was sharpening my axe when I sat down to rest. Can I tell you something, God's people? Our axe will get dull. if we don't learn to sit down and rest. Sit at the feet of Jesus like Mary and hear His word. Be still and know that I am God. Have you ever noticed, beloved, how hard it is to get away from the media? I'm talking about the television. I'm talking about the radio. I'm talking about the cell phone. Somebody help me. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, they need to be turned off. They need to be walked away from. And we need to hear from heaven. Amen. God wants to speak. The problem is not with God. It's looking for a people that wants to listen, that will be still and listen to the things of God. Amen. And let's sharpen our axe that we might, when we're involved in the work of God. I believe that's the difference today, even in the ministry. I believe, listen, beloved, listen, we've got to learn, amen, that it's not something wrong just to sit down and rest. I'll say this, years ago, I'm picking up my brother now. My brother got saved later, and I thank God for my brother. He goes to Brother Fletcher's church up in Mountain City, and I appreciate him so very much. But years ago, we were working for a man, had a lot of money. He was a rich man. And every time that man would drive up on the site, my brother would just, he would be extremely busy. Even though before he drove up, he wasn't very busy at all. And I was never that way. It was not in my DNA. If I was sitting on a 5-gallon bucket eating a pack of nabs, how many know what nabs are? And drinking a dope, how many knows what dope is? I told you, amen. That's what they used to call pop or Pepsi, amen. But anyway, if I was sitting there on a 5-gallon bucket and the boss pulled up and I was doing what I was supposed to be doing, I didn't have to jump up off the bucket and act like I was doing something that I wasn't really doing. Somebody help me. And God is watching, amen. And God knows that we need sometimes just to pull the bucket over in the corner and sit down. I can remember my dad years ago. He's come back to my memory many times in the last 8 weeks, remodeling on the house. My dad would say many times, "My goodness, son, you didn't have to cut it so tight." I'm telling you, when you grab the hammer and have to drive it in place, you understand what I mean? Or when you have to go back to the saw and trim just that much off of it, amen? When caulking would have made up the difference anyway, amen? I'm just telling you, my dad, I'd sit on the 5-gallon bucket trying to think through some things. And my dad would say, "Son, get up and do something if it is wrong." That was his mentality, amen? Be busy. Do something. I said, "Yeah, Dad." And then it would take us a half a day to fix it in the morning. I'm trying to think it through. You know, God wants us to think some things through. He wants us to recognize and realize what's really important in life and what's really going to be important in the hereafter when we stand before Him in the judgment. So there is a rest that is needed. Secondly, there's a rest that is offered. This message was birthed in my heart in three areas. These two words are found together three different times in the Bible. Find rest. Find rest. Find rest. How many knows, listen, if you find something, you need to be looking for it? Help me. If you ain't looking for it, you're not going to find it. You remember the woman in the Bible that lost that one coin? And she swept the house until she found it. Then she called her neighbors and they rejoiced with her. I don't know about you, but I thought about this. That might have been her tithe. It was important to her to find it. Amen. We had $500 in offering this morning before we ever took up an offering. You don't want to know why? There's a family that knows a family in our church. They got together and sold some property. And they just split the tithe up in different places and give it to different churches to help them along the way. Ain't that something? Amen. Somebody that's serious about the things of God. I love it. Amen. And I appreciate the Lord. But there's a rest. Let me give you this secondly. Not only a rest that's needed, but a rest that's offered. Turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Ruth, would you please? Joshua, Judges, and then Ruth. Let's look here at these three times in the Word of God where the Bible said you could find rest. Joshua, Judges, then Ruth. I appreciate the Bible, don't you? It's right on time. And God knows what we need even in this hour. In the book of Ruth, chapter number 1, this is where we find the first instance of the word rest, find rest being used in parallel. In Ruth chapter number 1 and verse number 9, the Bible said, "The Lord grant you that you may find rest, each of you in the house of her husband." Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. If you know the story in the book of Ruth, beloved, Elimelech took his wife, Naomi, down, beloved, to Moab. And there was a famine in the land. And I believe with all of my heart, when they went down there, they just went to sojourn, but they ended up staying 10 years. Elimelech died in Moab, and Mahlon and Chilion, they both died in Moab, the husband, beloved, of Ruth and the husband of Orpah. And so now Ruth is getting ready, listen to me, to go back to Bethlehem. And the daughters, our daughter-in-laws to her, were acting like, "Well, we want to go with you." And notice what the Bible said. She said, "The Lord grant you that you may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband." She's trying to look at this from a natural point of view. As old as I am, if I were to have another son, how long would that take? Would you wait for another husband? And she's saying, it only makes sense to me for you all not to go to Bethlehem, but to return to Moab, to the house of your husband, so to speak, to the family that you've been accustomed to. You say, "Pastor, there's a rest that's offered." Yes, but it has to do with being in the right place. You say, "Pastor, what do you mean?" How many knows, beloved, listen, that Orpah did not find rest in Moab? And how many knows that Ruth did find rest in Bethlehem? She's going to meet Boaz. She's going to meet the love of her life. She's going to be in the genealogy of the Lord Jesus Christ because, beloved, she did not listen to Naomi. She listened to the Lord. She said, "Your God's going to be my God. Your people's going to be my people." And she was determined, beloved, listen, to go to Bethlehem, to go to the house of bread. Amen. She had to be in the right place in order to find rest. I'm telling you, beloved, this morning, there's people on the ball field, people at the car wash, there's people at the race in Daytona. Somebody help me. They've been there 5 days ahead of time, amen, getting ready for a race. But you're not going to find rest unless you're in the right place, amen. I thank God. God said, listen, it has to do with being in the right place. Now listen, listen to me carefully. The word rest, rested, that's a form of the word rest, is found first in verses I read to you in Genesis. But the word rest, R-E-S-T, we're talking about finding rest. The first mention of that is in Genesis chapter number 8 and verse number 9. The Bible said, "But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot." Do you remember, beloved, Noah's in the ark. The animals have come into the ark. God shut the door on the ark. And the rain began to fall, and the earth opened up, and the floods came up. And beloved, this earth was under the judgment of God. And so Noah, not knowing what's going on out there, he turned a dove loose. A dove in the Word of God is a type of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I tell you, he turned that dove loose, and that dove came back. You say, "Pastor, why did that dove come back?" Because it could find no place of rest in a world that was under judgment. And I tell you this morning, you can look in every nook. You can look in every cranny. You can look in every hellhole in this world. And you can look in a lot of religious organizations. But in a world that's under judgment, you'll never find rest, amen, in that world. Rest comes from being in the right place. Find rest. The Lord grant that you may find rest, each of you in the house of her husband. That wasn't going to work. How many understands today that Ruth is so glad she didn't listen to Naomi? She clave unto her. She said, "I don't care where you go, I'm going with you. And your God's going to be my God. And your people are going to be my people." And she's out there working in the field of Boaz. How many is thankful we have a heavenly Boaz? one that was willing to take us in. Even though, beloved, we might have been more akin to the Moabites than we were to him. Say amen. Dogs, Gentile dogs, but God. There's a rest that's offered being in the right place. That's important. The second time that I find the word rest, in this phrase, find rest, is in Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse number 16. The word of God said in Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse number 16, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths." Let me just say something to you. Beloved, listen, there's a lot of newfangled things going on in the churches these days. Amen. Listen, I'm not gonna name the church. I wouldn't do that. But I watched a program Saturday night a week ago. And they were standing on the stage doing a little dance. There's a woman over here that looked like somebody took a 5-gallon bucket and poured it into a pair of blue jeans. I'm going to tell you something right now. You're not going to find any rest in that mess. You listen to me. I believe with all of my heart, beloved, Jeremiah said, stand in the way, ask for the old path, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. A lot of them's trading in their songbook. They're trading in their Bible. I'm going to tell you something right now. We ain't trading. I can say it like this. I thank God for those that just said that. We ain't trading. I'll tell you this. Your pastor ain't trading. And then that old red book will work. This old black book will work. The pocket book will work for people that love God. Amen. The Bible said, stand in the way and see. Ask for the old path. The old path may not be popular, but it's still right. It's still right. The Bible said, meddle not with them that are given to change. I'm going to tell you something right now. There's a lot of people in this world meddling. They think we don't need a police officer anymore. I'll tell you what, you send them all home about 2 days and we'll be begging for them to come back. They think we don't need a truck driver anymore. Send them all home for a couple of days and we'll be begging for them to come back. There's a lot of people, listen to me, you may not agree with me, but I'm telling you, I know what I'm talking about. There are a lot of people who don't think you need a pastor anymore or you need a preacher anymore. You say, preacher, why do you know there's people that don't need a preacher? Because they never go hear one preach. I'm going to tell you something right now, beloved. The only preaching a lot of people hear is at a funeral. And then when you go up a grade from there, Christmas. Go up one more grade, Easter. Twice a year. I'm glad, thank God, I serve a Savior that's worthy of more than that in my life. The Word of God is talking about, beloved, not only being in the right place if you're going to find rest, but walking in the right path if you're going to find rest. Jeremiah said, where's the good way? And walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, way back yonder. Same thing a lot of people saying today. We will not walk therein. I looked over there a while ago. These young ladies are singing. And you know what this world will say? Oh, if you ain't having a rock concert, you'll not have any young people. I'd rather have two that sing for God than 2,000. I said I'd rather have two that love God. We got way more than that, by the way. God's blessed us. Even the young couples, Brother Steve, in your class, young people that love God and love the old path, Brother Preston, and not going to give up on the things of God. Find rest. You got to be in the right place. And you need to walk in the right path. I don't know about you, beloved, but I believe with all my heart, the closer we get home, the more criticized the old path's going to be. Amen. I'm going to tell you something right now. Listen, the best you've got, you ought to put it on. Come to church in it. Say amen. If the best don't live up to somebody else's expectations, tough. Just put it on. Go on to the house of God anyway. Say amen. But I'm going to tell you what, we don't need to treat the house of God in a frivolous manner. And we don't need to treat the things of God in a frivolous manner. We need to realize God has a place for us where we can find rest. And God has a path for us where we can find rest. When I get done preaching this message, I'm going to have to find some rest. I promise you that. Notice the next thing here. We're talking now about a rest that's needed, number one, but a rest that's offered. It's offered being in the right place. It's offered walking in the right path. But if you miss everything else I said, listen, get this. Don't miss this. It's offered by coming to the right person. Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul. The Word of God, Jesus said, come unto me. Brother Gary, we're living in a day where many think nothing of it. They never give an invitation anymore. My Savior said, come unto me. My Savior said, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, He said, I'll give you rest. Oh, let me tell you something this morning. I didn't know what to expect that Sunday night, February 1987. I just knew God was dealing with me. And I knew I was going to hell. And I knew it didn't matter how many people thought I was going to heaven. God knew I was going to hell. And I knew I was going to hell. And I made one step toward the Lord. And He met me right there. He said, come unto me. My pastor wasn't standing there that night saying, come unto me. He was preaching about a Savior that says, come unto me. All you that labor and are heavy laden, now I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest. That's the third time in the Word of God you find those two words, find rest. Years ago, there was an old song, and I can't remember the lyrics to it. I think it was a country song. Years ago, I heard a preacher say that when you play rock music backwards, you know, you get the devil's message. When you play country music backwards, you get your house back, and you get your dog back, and you get your wife back, and you get your car back, and all that. You understand what I mean? But years ago, I heard an old country song. I believe it was a country song. Forgive me if I'm wrong. I'm glad I can say years ago. Looking for love in all the wrong places. Can I tell you what's going on in this generation? People are looking for rest in all the wrong places. Everybody go with me in your heart and your mind for just a minute. Let's go on vacation for a week. It takes 2 days to get packed. It takes a lot of patience to get there. If you're taking a woman with you, it takes 15 pit stops. Some of you men, if you had any man about you, say amen right there. And you get there, and you find yourself looking forward to getting home so you can... I'm right, ain't I, Miss Cindy? You must have been there and done that too, amen. Get home to my bed. Get home to my closet. Get home for pastor, and this is God's truth, to my people. People are looking for rest in a world that's under judgment. And they'll never find it. But there's a man, his name is Jesus, one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who says, come unto me. Don't you like the word all? Don't you like that word? It don't matter what color you are. It don't matter, beloved, what your standing in this world is. It don't matter, beloved, what kind of education you got. I serve a Savior that come unto me. All you that labor and are heavy laden. Beloved, there's a lot of people, listen, they're wore out in religion, but they don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus. But there's only one place you're going to find rest. That's in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, this morning, let's go to the last thing in the message. We see a rest that's needed. There's a rest that is offered. And I'm excited about this. Well, let me give you this before I head into the last home stretch here. We said it was being in the right place, walking in the right path, and coming to the right person. I want to contrast for just a moment. What about if a person dies lost? The Word of God said in John chapter 5 and verse 40, and you will not come to me that you might have life. Jesus said, come unto me. But he said, there's some that will not come to me that you might have life. And Revelation 14, 11, and the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they had no rest day nor night. I've heard about people that were in such a shape physically. In the Bible, I believe Job was in that shape. Daddy had one boil on his back, right in here. And Mama tried her best to doctor that thing for many months. And he finally ended up, when you're raising six kids and you're poor, you don't run to the doctor every time there's a little something wrong. You do your best to take care of it. And I'm not trying to be gross, but the thing ended up having to be lanced. One little boil. I watched my dad go through a doorway, Brother Larry, and he hit it on the doorway as he went through by accident, and it put him on his knees. The pain. A man over 6 foot tall, a strong man that worked in steel, worked on the farm when he was growing up. And Job's covered from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, scraping with potsherd. I don't believe Job could find any rest. And the Word of God said, those that die lost, the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. But for those that leave this world without Christ, there's no rest, day or night, none. When Jesus says, come, come unto me, all you that labor. Someone said, there's no music in a rest. Think about this, those of you that know music, Sister Laura and Sister Becky and others. There's no music in a rest, but there is the making of music in it. In our whole life, melody, the music is broken off here and there by rest. And we foolishly think that we have come to the end of the tune. Not without design does God write the music of our lives. Be it ours to learn the tune and not to be dismayed at the rest. They are not to be slurred over, not to be omitted, not to destroy the melody, not to change the key note. If we sadly say to ourselves, there is no music in a rest, let us not forget that there is the making of music in it. Carry some quiet inside thee. The well-known Quaker George Fox used to say, be still and cool in thine own mind and spirit from thy own thoughts, and thou wilt feel the principle of God to turn thy mind to the Lord, from whence cometh life, whereby thou mayest receive the strength and the power to conquer all the storms and tempests. God said, come apart and rest a while. Closing today with this, there's a rest that is waiting. Psalm 37:7 said, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. I didn't think of this last night when I read this text, but think about the rich man and Lazarus. Lazarus was laid at his gate. I believe was laid is telling us that he couldn't even get there on his own. Somebody picked him up and carried him over there and laid him at the gate of the rich man. He desired to be fed with the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. But what did Father Abraham tell the rich man? He said, in your lifetime you had your good things. Likewise, Lazarus, evil things. But now, he's comforted. You know what Lazarus was doing? He was resting. He no longer, Brother Ralph, had to have somebody carry him over to the gate. He could walk over to the gate. He's resting. You know what the rich man's doing? He's tormented. He'll never rest again. He'll never know a moment of peace. He'll never know the rest that only Christ can give. Revelation 14:13, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Hebrews said it like this, I believe in chapter 4, there remaineth therefore rest to the people of God. I don't know about you this morning, but the Lord has helped me. Beloved, listen. You may say, well, it doesn't look like a man's doing much when he's resting. If he don't rest, there'll come a day soon when he won't do anything. We need to rest in the Lord. Amen. These last, is it 2 years now, Brother Steve? I guess y'all be March of 2020 through March of 2022. There's not been much rest. Politically, they're at each other's throats. Culturally, we're at each other's throats. Aren't you glad? Listen to me. They may not be many of us, but aren't you glad we love one another? I said, aren't you glad we're not at each other's throats? Aren't you glad we carry each other in our hearts? We pray one for another? We're there to help one another? The songwriter said, I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. Join heirs with Jesus as I travel this sod. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I'm just glad you come this morning.